This is 730 Tea with Ree.
So I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally stranded in a flooding canal.
He's like, oh, I hope you don't mind. I invited my friends.
When he pulls up to pick me up, he's in a weird-looking van.
Ree is spilling all the tea. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 730 Tea with Ree. How are you guys all doing this week? I know that I am sick this week. I am literally sick, and I did not think that I was going to be sick at all. I actually thought that these were just allergies forming, but no, I have an illness, and not actual illness, it's just a joke, but no, I'm sick. I'm like sick as fuck, and I don't know how. Like, my sister was sick the other day, and I didn't think I would catch it from her. I'm usually good with staying away from people when they're sick, but I guess I caught it. And the reason I thought it was allergies is because my allergies were actually acting up like crazy, like, before that. So I think it was the combination. I don't know if this was like an allergy-induced sickness, or if it was the combination of her being sick and then my allergies and everything. So basically, I'm just sick. And it's slowly going away. I've been taking a lot of Mucinex, but I'm just like very congested, so it just sucks. But, you know, slowly feeling better. I actually, today was a better day because I was feeling better. I went out a little bit. I ran some errands with John, and then I also went to dinner tonight with John too. So I had a nice day. We went to Insignia. And if you guys know where Insignia is on Long Island, like, it's so pretty. And we got a nice spot that we were seated at too, and the food was so good, and we had like the best time. Absolutely loved it. And yeah, but what else did I do this week besides that? I was a little stressed this past week because as you guys know, I've been like applying to jobs and stuff like that. And I'm like kind of in between two jobs right now, but I'm leaning a little bit more towards one. I don't want to talk about it too much to jinx anything, but once I get the job, I will let you guys know exactly what I'm doing, because a girl is stressed, but just wish me luck. Anyways, it is a Spike Tea with Ree episode, which, if you're new here and you don't know what that means, Spike Tea with Ree is basically a series I do where I get drunk and tell you guys all of my own personal tea, like my own drama. So, because I'm sick, I really did not want to get like drunk, and I did drink earlier at dinner, so we'll just say this is, even though it's a Spike Tea with Ree and I normally do get drunk, I mean, I am tired, so I would say that counts as the same level as drunk, because when I'm tired, I act just as stupid as I am when I'm drunk, so we're gonna label it the same. It's a secret between you and me that we're gonna do that, okay? So yeah. But anyways, if you are new here and you have no idea what this podcast is about, or if you've been here for a while and you need a little refreshing, this podcast is all about spilling tea and sharing your deepest, darkest secrets. So if you have any tea to spill, DM me on Instagram at 730teawithree, and you spell that 730teawithree, or you can DM me on my main Instagram account at Rihanna Flores. You spell that RIEANNAFLORES. And if you wish to be anonymous, please let me know. Your story should be up to 500 words or less. And if you want to send an audio voice message in instead of typing out your story, just please keep it up to 5 minutes max. Thank you. Now we're going to be getting into our first story of the day. So this story is called I Got Chased by a Bird on My Hot Girl Walk. So this happened literally like was it last week or the week before? It was very, very recent because I just started getting into these little hot girl walks and I've been trying to do them daily. So I basically go for these 3 mile walks or whatever. Sometimes I might do 5 or 6 miles. It really depends. Like if I missed a day, then I will make up for it by doing 6 miles the next day. But these walks are so good and so beneficial. I highly recommend it. And it's so good for your mental health. And walking is honestly better to do for your body. If you're someone who's working out a lot and maybe you're not seeing any differences, if you're working out way too hard, it's probably because your cortisol levels are way too high. And like your cortisol levels, I think, is supposed to be kind of like with your stress levels and stuff like that. Not entirely sure, but I'm pretty sure it coincides with that because I did a lot of research on it. But if you want to lower your cortisol levels, doing low impact stuff like walking is actually 10 times more beneficial and helps you a lot with bloating. I promise you, it has made a huge difference. So try it. Anyways, back to the story. So hot girl walks. I've been doing them daily, right? So I'm on my hot girl walk and I'm maybe like a half, like 1.5 miles in, right? And I'm walking down this street and I'm just like minding my business. I'm not thinking much into anything. I have my hair thrown up in like a really big type of, it's not even like a bun. It's just like a big ponytail, but I have curls. So it looks like a mini afro on top of my head. It's like huge, right? And so I'm walking and this bird like flies over my head. And I didn't think much into it the first time. I'm just like, you know, it's a stupid little bird and it's just flying around, right? And I'm walking and it flies again and it's like flying way fucking closer and I'm like, what the fuck? Right? So I just speed walk, you know, a little faster. I'm like, maybe I'm in this bird's way. I don't know. This bird, I turn around and it's flying straight for my neck fast as fuck. Like the fastest. I ducked and it had just missed me and then it came flying to come at me again and then I started running. So I ran a little further and I thought that I was out of the bird's way, right? So I turn back and I see this bird is like, it lands on top of a lamppost and I'm looking at it, it's staring right the fuck at me, like staring at me hard. Like this bird does not like me, absolutely hates me. And I'm like, what the fuck did I do for like this bird to hate me, right? And so I'm moving. I'm like, okay, the bird's on the lamppost. I'm sure it's not going to do anything, right? No, this bird fucking comes and starts flying at me. And this time it's not stopping. Like it's just following me. So I just start running. And this time, like, it's coming so, so close to my neck. I just ran till that kingdom come, bitch. Like I just kept running. And like, surely enough, I was out of this bird's sight. This bird didn't give a fuck about me anymore. This bird was gone. But I just couldn't believe it. Because as it's doing all this shit, it's making these sounds where it's like, bah, 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 like all these fucking sounds. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, how is this bird just following me, bro? It was crazy. I couldn't believe a bird had just chased me down like that. I was like, what the hell? But yeah, I got out of there real fast. I was not fucking around. I don't even run like that. That bird, look, if there's anything I could say, I could thank that bird for making me run, because look, I got some extra steps in. Couldn't even believe it. It was crazy. It was absolutely fucking crazy. But yeah, I am so glad that I'm okay and that bird didn't attack me, because it was very close to doing so. Anyways, we're gonna get into our second story of the day. So this one is called I Almost Shit Myself During All of My Road Tests. And that's not an exaggeration. That literally was the actual case. So for anyone who knows me, you know that I was really fucking anxious during all of my road tests. Like, I'm an anxious person when it comes to like nailing something and like being perfect at it. Oh yeah, I'm super always fucking anxious for that shit. And so I actually failed my road tests like 5 times. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I literally 5 times. And it's because I was so anxious, like, every single time. And the thing is, I did all of the practices and all of that stuff. Like, I had a driving instructor. I literally worked with him all the time. I did a great job in all of the practices. He was always like, oh, you're good, you're good, you're good. Like, you know, and I would say after the first time, like, I did deserve the fail. Like, the first and the second time, yeah. But the other few times, I was just so anxious that I kept fucking myself up, like, every single time. And, you know, when you get so in your head and, like, nervous and all that stuff that you feel like you have to shit, I'm not kidding you. Like, when people joke and say, oh, I'm gonna shit myself. Like, no, like, I literally had to take a shit. Like, I felt like I had to poop my whole brains out. That sounds gross, but I literally felt like I had to go to the bathroom before taking these tests every time. So, imagine going on this test, anxious as hell, and you also have to shit. Like, could you imagine the combination? So that's why I failed, like, every single time. So I failed all of those 5 times. The reason why I passed the 6th time is because I was genuinely so prepared this time and refused to fail. And the day before I took this test, I went to practice with my dad, right? I was going to have him sit in the car, but I was like, you know what, Dad? How about I drive in a car by myself and you follow behind me and we just drive around the neighborhood and you just let me drive myself in this car, like, with no one in it. And that's when I gained my confidence because I was all on my own and I drove so well. So when it came to, like, taking the test or whatever, I felt so confident. I felt so confident because I was like, oh, well, I could drive this car. And I know that because I did this all on my own the day before. So that's when I passed the test. But yeah, that's the story of how I literally, like, had to shit myself. Like, I was going to do that, like, before every single fucking test. And you know what? The day of that test, when I did pass, I actually did take a shit before the test. I did. I really did do that. Because I was just like, I can't be going into this test again feeling this way. So I took my shit. And then I fucking aced that test because I practiced so good the day before. And yeah, that's the story of how I passed my test. Amen to me. Anyways, now to get into the last and final story of the day. So this one is called I Got Stuck in a Bathroom with a Spider at 3 a.m. This is as awful as it sounds. I remember when I was in college, I was living off campus with these two girls. It was, like, not a good experience, I'm not gonna lie. And no hate to those girls. Well, no hate to one of the girls. I hate her. But one of the girls, she ended up to be a chill person. But I would never live with her ever again. I would never live with any of them ever again. But yeah. Anyways, back to the story. Tea. What's it? So I got stuck in the bathroom with this fucking spider. So I went to use the bathroom at 3 a.m. And everyone's dead asleep, you know? Like, nobody's gonna be awake at that time, really. Unless they're fucking crazy or they're studying, right? And so it was just me in this bathroom at 3 a.m. and I had locked the door and I was just peeing and I just so happened to look up and there's a spider on top of the ceiling. And you know when you, like, want to go back to the door, but, like, if there's something on the ceiling, you don't want to walk under it. Because what if that spider motherfucking falls? I'm not walking under that spider. The fuck? You think I'm walking under that spider at 3 a.m. for that shit to fall down in my hair? And my hair's curly and big, right? Like, I don't want to be doing none of that. So, I'm standing like all the way in the corner, and this spider's in the center of the wall. I mean, not the wall, the ceiling, the center of the ceiling, like between me and the door. This spider is in the center, and it's just chilling there. And I'm like waiting to like build up the courage to run like under it to get to the door. I'm really working up this courage. And just as I work up the courage and I'm about to run under there, this thing drops on a string. Like, you can't make this up. It just got progressively fucking worse. It just drops on a string and it's dangling there, like in front of me, like very close nearby between me and the door. And it's in my whole view sight. And I'm like, I'm like crying at this point. Like, I actually was. I was like, and then I just started screaming. I didn't give a fuck who I woke up. I'm terrified of spiders. I did not give a fuck. I didn't give a fucking story if it's 3 a.m. Like, somebody's killing this spider and it's not going to be me. Like, that's how I felt. I refused, right? Like, I was scared. And it wasn't even like a huge, huge thing, but it was big enough. Like, and so I was like, help, help. Like, literally loud as fuck. Nobody helped me. Nobody woke up. Nobody gave a fuck. Like, I guess either no one heard me or no one just gave a fuck, you know? And so this motherfucking spider is just dangling there. It's crawling up. It's crawling down. It's crawling fucking everywhere, right? And all of a sudden, like, I don't know. I was trying to move around it, and it completely drops to the ground, and I'm scared as fuck. And the first thing I grabbed was, there was Febreze. So I start spraying this motherfucking spider, and I'm spraying it. And this spider's like fighting till its death. Like, it's fighting hard. It's trying to stay alive. It's squirming and everything. And I didn't give a fuck. I keep spraying. I didn't give up on that spray. And the minute that spider gives out and its little legs fall to the ground, like, it was over for that spider. That spider was dead. It was dead. And I grabbed a whole bunch of toilet paper. So much toilet paper that the toilet paper roll finished. Like, we were out of that toilet paper. It was done. And I didn't give a fuck. And I bunched it up all on top of that spider. I didn't even pick it up. I just stepped on top of the toilet paper because I didn't even want to see the spider. I didn't want to pick it up and hold it and feel it. And it was like a big enough spider. I didn't want to feel it. So I just stepped all over that and I left it there and I went to bed. And I did not give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck at all. And I told everyone the next morning. And it was a huge laugh. Like, everyone who I lived with, they thought it was really funny. But I was completely dead ass. I was not fucking dealing with that. I don't know who threw away the spider, but it sure wasn't me, because I hate fucking spiders. But yeah, that is a story about how I got stuck in a bathroom with a spider at fucking 3 a.m. And it was the worst moment of my life. I absolutely never again. Never. Don't ever put me in a room with a spider and lock me in it. It's absolutely the worst. Yeah. I ended up sleeping though, and that was great. Slept so good. Anyways, that was the last and final story of the day. So I hope you guys enjoyed all of those stories for today. And yeah, now we're gonna clear up all the energy that we've let out in this episode with a sound healing session. So sit back, lie down, relax, shut your eyes, take a deep breath in from your nose and out from your mouth, and I'm gonna play. right, you guys, thank you so much for joining today's episode. It always means the absolute most to me. And if you are new here and you made it this far, thank you so much for listening the whole entire time. And go subscribe, like, follow, comment, do everything. All of my socials should be in my description and my links should be there. So go check everything out. And if you have been here this whole time and you haven't, I don't know what you're doing, but absolutely go do that right now. But yeah, love you guys all so much. And I hope you guys all have the bestest week ever. Goodbye.